We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Mem Amar Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Amar Aleph. Amar Rav and Amar Rav, Mitra B'Marava, Sahada Rabba Pros. There's a river in Bavel called Pros, the Euphrates, and Rav says that if it rains in Eretz Yisrael, the edus to that is the river called Pros. And like the Ran explains, that what's the point of this Memra? You don't just say a Memra. So the point is, like the Ran explains, to teach us that you cannot be tovel in the pros in the winter. Why not? If you see that it rained a lot in Marava, so where did the rain land up? It came down stream and it came into the Euphrates. Now the halacha is that there's two types of mikvahs. One mikvah is made out of megashamim, rainwater, and there's another mikvah made out of ma'ayin, from spring water. And the nafkamina la halacha between both of them is Negei us is zeichlim. Zeichlim means the water is moving. If you're tovel in a mikvah, which is megashamim, the water cannot be moving. It's called zeichlim. It cannot be moving. It has to be a shbeirin, which means at one place. So if it's megashamim, it has to be one place. Like our mikvahs are usually megashamim, and therefore it's in an enclosed area, which is not moving. But if it's a mayan, if it's a spring, then it could be even zeichlim, even it could be moving water. So here you have the pros, which is a river. Could you be tovel in the river? The river is moving. It's raging water. The water moves. It's zeichlim. So if it's spring water, you can be tovel in it. But if it's rainwater, you cannot be tovel in it. Zokt Rav, that if the pros is overflowing, we know that where did it come from? From the rain area to Yisrael. And therefore, you cannot be tovel there. That's Rav's members. That's the point of my Rav telling you, Mitra Marav, how the Rav of Paras is teaching us that if the Paras is raging, it means there's water coming from Eretz Yisrael, from the rain, and therefore you cannot be tovel in it. It's not a kosher mikvah. Or pligas of Shmuel, and Rav argues on Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Nahara Mekipa Mesbaruch, that if you see a river that has a lot of water, the water comes from the kishkis of the water, from the springs of the water. Any water, like the Gemara says in other places, explains it a little better in Tainis, ain't called tefach v'tefach yared milmailo shein tohoim all across the tefachayim. Whatever water you see coming from the rain, there's double coming from underground, from the springs underground springs. So therefore, according to Shmuel, there's always more spring water than rainwater, because double comes from the bottom. And therefore, Shmuel says you can be tovel, you could be tovel in the pros, even if it's overflowing. So we have a chalukas Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara says, really, Shmuel himself is a steer to himself. Water is not matar v'zoichlim, ella pros b'yom tishrei b'vad. Only the Euphrates in Yom Tishrei. Why? Because Yom Tishrei is after a long, dry summer. So after a long dry summer, already there's no rainwater here. And all the water left over here is only spring water. Therefore, you can be tovel in the Euphrates. But the whole winter and the whole summer, you cannot be tovel in it. You can't be tovel in this water of the pros. And the Ran explains that we're teaching us two halachas. First of all, he's teaching us that you can't be tovel in any lake, even in Mei Tishrei, unless you know that this never dries out. This river never dries out. One of the examples of river never drying out is the Euphrates, it's always here. So Shmuel is saying, by the way, if you want to be tovel in something you don't know about, so it has to be like the pros, where you know it does not dry out. But if the water dries out at any point of the year, you know clearly there's no spring waters here. Everything's coming from the rain. And number two, even when you have a river that does not dry out, you still have to know that it's not too much rainwater here. You have to know that it's not coming from rainwater, it's not being misrav of rainwater, but it's coming from spring water. So that's the two things. So therefore, he says, if you're not sure, it has to be a pros b'mei tishrei. It has to be a type of river you know it doesn't dry out, and it has to be yom tishrei. And the Gemara brings down that Avud Shmuel held the same thing. Avud Shmuel, Avud Lohim Mekvois, Labante B'yemi Nisan. In Yemei Nisan, he made them regular Mekvois, which means he enclosed the water in the river to make it Mekvois, because it shouldn't be Zeichlim, because again, if it's rainwater, it can't be moving. Umafzi B'yemi Tishrei. But Mei Tishrei, he held the Elad B'Tayvel, like Shmuel just said, Elad B'Tayvel, and therefore he made Mafzi. What's Mafzi? Tup Shatim. Either Mafzi means curtains that people shouldn't see when they went to the river, or Mafzi means he's something on the ground that it shouldn't be muddy. So Akaponim, that's what comes out of Gemara. So you have a big machlekes over here, Rav and Shmuel. Rav and the first Shmuel. What's the halacha if you have more rainwater than spring water? Which means, how do you, obviously if you have more rainwater than spring water, it's definitely no good. But when you see a river, could you be tevel on it? Could you assume that it's more rainwater than spring water? According to Rav, yeah. If the water is very big, it must be from a lot of rain. If it came down from the mountains, wherever it was, the snow melted. So therefore, there's a lot of rainwater. You can't be tevel in the moving water. So, but going to Shmuel, it's a keep a mesparach from the bottom. For example, you want to be tevel a keli in the Hudson River. Are you allowed to have a keli in the Hudson River? So it's totally machlekes. According to Rav, it's very possible. All the mountains had a bunch of snow and came there over the winter, and that's why the Hudson River is so big. And all that water is from the mountains, all make a shaman. But according to Shmuel says no. Anytime there's water from above, there's double water from the bottom, so you could be tevelin it. So it's a very big nafkamina. So how do we paskin? What? Rain when it's raining from the sky also, but that's not most of the water coming from. That's too much rain. Rain a lot of times it rolls down. What?
It's
mechalik in the metzias. It's mechalik in the metzias. Yeah, so how do we paskin? Mechalik is Rav and Shmuel. So Zokteran, Elinyan Halacha, Zokteran, we paskin, right? Ham paskin like Shmuel. Don't want to harem a keeper of Avrich. And it brings a few rays, and a few zel, it'll be very good schmack. Anytime you have a water that doesn't dry up, it has to be water that doesn't dry up. Anytime you have a water that does not dry up, so then you could be soimich on that the spring water is here, and the spring water is always more than the rainwater. But Lamaisi brings down that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif both paskin like Rav and Avu de Shmuel that ain't a mayim metarim mezeichlim. That is not el prosper only there, only if it doesn't have too much rainwater. And they paskin like Rav and not like Shmuel. That yet they have to make sure that the spring water, not rainwater. So therefore, there's a big machlokes Rav, Shmuel and Rav, and it looks like most pasuk like Rav, and if you have to machmir like Rav. But there is a pasuk kula from the Ran that he says that if you're being tevel in a place where the water did not get bigger, so then it's better. He says, "Mi yikam on the Amar." He says, "The chashin l'rov noitim al zoichlim is dafka litvel mokem that wasn't there at the beginning. But if it's always in this place, they always had the water. Maybe you give a soymach there. There's more zoichlim." That's the Ran throws in the middle there. So like this, if you want to be tevel in one of these rivers, so there's a double way you could be soymach on it. First of all, maybe we pass like Shmuel holds Nahara Mekipe Mavrich that it comes from this underground springs. The water comes from. That's one side. And the other side would be is even if you're like Rav and you're worried about too much rainwater, you still could be soymach on maybe that if this is where the water was the whole time, they figure soymach on it. So when it comes to Tefillas Kelim, Lechatchila, you cannot be tevel in any lake. You can't be tevel anyway. A lake you can't be tevel because the lake might dry out in the summer. You don't know. You're not sure. You have to be sure this water never dries out. So that's why a lake is a problem. A river already, you know, it doesn't dry out. The Hudson River never ever dried out. Then you're totally in Mechagas Rav and Shmuel. So there, there's a big makom to be mekel that in a river because you have, first of all, you have Shmuel, and second of all, if you know that the water never dries up in this area, so there you can be soymich to be tevel the kalim there. But obviously, that's why it's very problematic if you're some way away to be tevel in the lake. It happens to be by COVID, they allowed the elm to be tevel in the Lakewood Lake, and they said they have to go to a certain spot because there they knew that place never... It never dried up. Never got. It wasn't a place that was being misrabah because of the rainwater, and therefore there was soymach on this double halacha that they let the table there. The lake never dries out, and also in that spot it didn't. In that spot also it didn't get bigger. It wasn't getting, that spot was always the same amount all the time. Therefore, let you table there. But still, avada was still a b'di'eved only for a psak by in the time of COVID. So the Gemara writes, Amrav Ami Amarav. My dechsev, what's behind the pasuk? Va'ata ben Odom aselcha klei goyla. This is Hashem telling Yecheskel, go, you know, we're going to have a galus. Go out and show the Yidden what galus will really look like. So go out and look like a person in galus. So it said, make yourself klei goyla. What does it mean? What's klei goyla? When you go to galus, what do you need? What's the basics? So Gemara says, zuner v'ka'ara v'shtiach. That's a light, a ka'ara, a plate v'shtiach, and a tablecloth to eat out of, to eat off. So you have these three things, then you're ready to go into Golas. You go into Golas, those three things, those are basics. You need a light to see where you're going, to see what you're eating. Ka'ari, you need something to eat with. And Shetiach, something to put out, either to sit on or to eat from. So that's the Ram learns, V'ar lechalav, V'ar to eat on it. It says in the Pasuk Techacha that you're going to serve your Oivim, Hashem's going to send you out into Golas. V'choysakar, what does it mean missing everything? Omrav Ami, Omrav. Beloy ner or beloy shulchan. You're going to be without a ner and without a shulchan, without a table. Again, table to eat on. Rav Chista has different shot. Om bloy isha. Choisakol means you don't have a wife. If you need a wife, that the wife fills up the chesaron. Someone's choisakol means someone without a wife is called choisakol. He's missing everything. Rav Chesh om bloy shamish. Without a shamish, without an attendant. Someone needs an attendant. Rav Nachman om bloy deya. Without das. Without the headspace to think about things, that's called choisakol. Tano, we learned in the Braisa, beloy melech le'revav, without salt and without shemen. Well, that's called missing everything. Oma Abaya, how do we pass? Ginaktinon ain't oni ela b'deya. A oni is someone who doesn't have deya. The Marsha says that's really what an oni means. A oni means someone has no deya. Someone has das, he's not an oni. Oni means b'deya. He doesn't have chachma, he doesn't have das. Marava Amri, this is a famous song. Marava Amri, the dobe, if you have das kulabe, you have everything. The loy dobe, if you don't have das, mabe, what do you have? Dokoni, machoser. If you bought das, you have das, you're not missing anything. Doloi koni, if you don't buy this, ma koni, like the Ran says, doloi koni deya, ma kona, ma yoyel koma shikra. Whatever you buy, it's not going to be worth anything if you don't have deya. If you don't have deya to use it, how to use it, whatever you buy, it's not going to be worth anything. Dokoni, machoser, doloi koni, ma koni. So that's whatever, das is the main thing, like naktinon ain't only, ella, bih,